Okay. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the November 22nd meeting of the Portland City Council. Would you please call the roll?
Fritz?
Here.
Fish?
Here.
Dolphman?
Here.
Hales?
Here. Good morning, everyone, and welcome. We have some folks signed up for communications. We'll get to that first and then to our council business. We have had a couple requests to pull items off the consent calendar, namely 1303 and 1307. Any other items that anyone wants to take off consent? Okay, so we'll act on the balance of the consent calendar a little later. Welcome, everybody. If you're here to speak on a council calendar item this morning, you probably already have signed up, but if you haven't, there's sign-up sheets outside, and our council clerk can make sure that you're on the list. We are going to have a lot of people speaking on the principal item on this morning's calendar, and so we're going to limit testimony to 2 minutes apiece and ask that you not be repetitive because we want to hear from everyone. If you haven't come to testify at Portland City Council before, you need only give your name. You don't need to give your address. If you're representing an organization, you do need to let us know who you're representing. And then we practice the rules of decorum here, and that is that if you agree with someone's point of view and you want to show some support for their point of view, feel free to give them a hand gesture of support. And if you disagree, a polite hand gesture to the negative is okay. But we ask that we not applaud or boo or make vocal demonstrations in favor or against our fellow Portlanders' points of view here. We make exceptions for students and visiting dignitaries. So if you are one or both of those things, you might get a round of applause from all of us, because we appreciate them and we want to give them some special love. So that's the rules of procedure. Obviously, if someone's disruptive, we'll ask them to stop, and if they're not able to stop or willing to stop, we'll exclude them. But that the point here is so that you can all be heard. With that, we will start with item number 1294, which is our first communications item.
1294, request of Peter Rink to address council regarding Eagle Scout project of care packages for the homeless.
Peter. Welcome back, Peter. It's nice to have you here.
Thank you very much. So, last time we saw each other, I informed you that I was going to be doing a project which involved making care packages for the homeless. And let me just say, it was a complete success. On September 24th, at approximately 11 o'clock to 12 o'clock, I handed out 250 care packages at the Blanchet House. The rest of them I handed out to a nearby fair provided by the Union Gospel Mission. We started off by making the care packages in two meetings prior before this date so that we could have every scout contribute in any way, shape, or form. Also, it was kind of nice seeing seeing the reaction of homeless people upon learning that they would be receiving a care package. They felt that there was hope and there were some people caring for the homeless out there. Yeah.
Wow.
Peter, I have a question for you.
Yes?
And thanks. This is your second visit, and we really appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate your reporting back.
So we're taking a look at the care packet you put together. How did you choose what you put in this?
Well, I talked to the head of the Blanchet House, and he gave me some suggestions. I talked to some of my family, some of my friends, my Eagle Scout mentor, who so happens to be here today. They told me what they believe I should add in my care packages. I had my own personal input, and then I got the items, either by donation or by purchasing them.
Or garage sale.
Yes, a garage sale.
This effort took about a year of his time in multiple phases.
Well, what else have you learned about Portland's homeless community from? You've obviously met a lot of homeless people in this project. What advice do you have for us as a city council and for us as a city based on what you've learned by all this firsthand relationship?
Sorry to interrupt. Well, what I'd say is that everybody can contribute in one way, shape, or form in one way. If we all work together, we can all contribute to the we can all help this homeless problem come to an end at last. Well, not just by making care packages, but by doing something for the homeless community, by having your place be open for the homeless people during the Thanksgiving season so that they can have a nice, good meal to eat.
That's great. Well, you'll be happy to know that we're opening yet another shelter today. It's in donated space from a local business owner who has a vacant floor in his building. His name is Tom Cody. It's called the Peace Shelter 2 because another local property owner did a similar thing last winter. And so other people are following your good advice. Thank you. Well, I said we make exceptions for students and student leaders. I think we should make an exception for you and say bravo.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's so glad to learn about the shelter idea. I think I'll go pay a visit to it one of these days.
Good. Please do, and thanks for being a leader.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Keep it up.
Thank you.
Good job, Peter. Wow. Nice way to start our council meeting today. Okay, 1295, please.
1295, request of Julie Reardon to address council regarding corporate securities do not buy list. She can't make it today and apologizes for that.
Okay, and that item's on the council calendar next week. So 1296.
1296, request of Steve Myers to address council regarding corporate securities do not buy list.
Okay, Mr. Myers, are you here?
He is here.
Okay, come on up, please.